Yeah. That's the way in Yidukot. Again, Yidukot Torin Tainas Domi Mochinami, Hogumayaskin and the Katoyan Tainas Pesach Pesuach. That's what the Brisa means. When you marry a Begeris, there's no time to Pesach Pesuach. Right. Then it said, Sum Chesayim Sum Chesayim Mishumar Bimeya, that Suma Ain Lo Tainas Pesulim. If you marry a blind girl, and then at the night of the Chuppah you find out that she doesn't have Pesulim, there's no Tainas Pesulim. There's not called the Mekach Tois. She's still your wife. You start to give her the Ksuba. For the Gemara, my time of the Sumchis. What's the reason of Sumchis? Why is a Suma blind girl different? Amar Rab Zera says like this, Mefnei Shenechbetes Agabe Karka. Because the fact she doesn't have Besulim, it's not a proof that another man lived with her before this, but rather we would say she fell on the floor. Nechbetes Agabe Karka, she fell on the floor, and stopped, she hurt herself there, and the Besulim fell out. So that's why she doesn't have Besulim. Not because she lived with another man, but stam they fell out because she hurt herself. For the Gemara, so, kula nami chavuti mechvate. All young girls like fall and hurt themselves. So why only a blind girl do you say this? What about a healthy girl that could see? If you say the same thing by a girl that could see also. And the Gemara, no. Kula royes. All girls, when they fall and hurt themselves there, they look and see what happened. Omaras limam. And they show it to their mother. Hamela, like especially there, if they hurt themselves, they start bleeding there, they show their mother. So the mother knows what happens. We know that they're called Bula. That it's called upon them, they're like a Mukatsites, they're not Absula. So Mela, when you get married to such a girl, the mother should have told you beforehand that she's not Absula. So a normal girl, if the mother didn't tell you this beforehand, you have a right to say for sure she's Absula. Therefore, when you live with her the first time and you came out she's a Bula, you could have complaints. Mashenkein Zu, this girl that's assumed as blind, ain't a roya. When she falls and hurts herself, she doesn't see the blood there. So Mela Viena Maralima, she doesn't show it to her mother, she doesn't complain to her mother. Therefore her mother does not know anything that happens to her. So her mother, as far as the mother's concerned, she's a regular psula. So when you marry a suma, a blind girl, the husband has to know in advance that's very possible she's a mukatsates, she doesn't have psulim. And therefore you should have spoken it out before. And if you didn't speak it out before, it's not the pshat that she's making a toys, that she fooled you, but you fooled yourself, you should have realized it. Therefore there's no tainus psulim by your sunnah. But then it says, the ayot says mishum shemra ein lo leknas lepitoi. A lady that has to go out, you give her a get, because there's a shemra. Pashut a shemra means the husband complains and has edim that she lived with another man. We after the Kedushin, after he married her, she lived with somebody else. Says other din is ain't like knas lepidi. She doesn't get knas. For the Gemara, hayotis mishum shemra. If mamish there was a shemra that she lived with another man, that's why she has to go out. For the Gemara baskili, she'd get skila. Not she was married and she lived with another man. So therefore, she for sure should not get knas. So Tosha speaks out. It doesn't mean to say because of kom lebed rabminei. Like the chura, she gets knas skila because she lived with a man. So what does it got to do with Knas though? So according to Pshat is like this, we're saying now that if she lived with another man, she's a Bula. Since she's a Bula, she lived with somebody first, so now if somebody's minus her, there's no Knas. Knas is only if you're minus a Nara. It has to be a Nara Bsula, a girl that didn't live with a man. Here, Lechur, if she's going out now, because she lived with another man, besides her own husband, that she's Chayaskila, so she lived with a man already. So Pshita, there's no Knas. What do you have to tell me now, there's no Knas? Summer of Sheshes Hochikama. This is what the Brisa means to say. Mi sheyotzo leo shame rabbi yaldusa. Not that she was married and she has to get now, she's going out because there are edim that she lived with another man. There are no edim around. We don't know if she ever lived with a man or not. Just there was a shemra. There was a rumor going around town. Mi sheyotzo leo shemra. There was a rumor going around town by yaldusa. When this girl was a young girl, there was a rumor going around that she lived with a man. So such a girl, the din is, ain't lo leknas lepitli. If later on, when she becomes a nara, if somebody's manasa, somebody's mafata, talks her into it, you don't have to pay a knas. Master, because of the rumor that says that she was a bula, we believe the rumor, and therefore we don't have to pay a knas. That's what the brights were saying. So the Chura Amar Papa says, if so, Shema mean if there should be a proof. That high shtara, if you have a shtar, a regular shtar halvo, a shtar that says that Ruvein owes Shimon $100. Reya, if there's something wrong with it, there's like we're assuming to see, it means a rumor goes out that says that this shtar was forged, just the rumor went out about it, Le Magvinim Bei, you should not collect from it. Just like it's saying here, if somebody was manis this girl, this Nara, so really you have to pay a kenas. But we say, since there was a rumor going on when she was young, that she lived with a man, because of the rumor, we believe the rumor to say she doesn't get the money. Here also, if there's a rumor going around that this shtar was forged, even though the shtar says that Reuben owes $1,000, he doesn't have to pay it. Because of a rumor, we say the shtar is no good. So Gemara says, hey chidami, what are we talking about? If you want to tell me stama rumor went around that this shtar was forged, the kavosli hoch here also. That's found there was a rumor going around town that when this girl was young, she had znus with somebody, she lived with a man, and that's why telling me now when she comes in Nara, if somebody's manasa, you don't have to pay a kenas. Rava said, if there's only a rumor, there's no real proof for it, there's no edim, just a rumor, some vibes talk. They talked that this girl was had znus. You don't have to be afraid of it. Rava says what rumors go around don't mean anything. If we don't have edim to prove it, just on the fact of a rumor means ain't cheshulah. We don't have to be afraid of it. That she's still called a regular gesula, even a kain can marry her, and avada shalav kenas. So that can't be the case of it that we said of a shemra means just on a rumor went out that she doesn't get kenas. Just because of a rumor, we would not say that she's a psula. She's a bula. So Mora says, Ella, the case is like this. The also betray, two Adam came and said like this. The story was like this. The Amri, they said, Lidithu, Tivasinu Bisura, that this girl came over to us and wanted to have znus with us. She like told them, let's live together. So that's what they said. The Isura. And the Adam said, we didn't do it. But I call upon him, they see that this girl is a girl that wants to have znus. So in such a case, we have to be afraid, just like she asked these two men, most probably she went to ask other men, and eventually she found somebody to live with. So therefore, we have to be afraid that she's a bula, and therefore we don't have to pay the kenas. So you want to tell me now, the kavos are the same case as hocham. The same case is by yishtar also. The what? The also by shrei. Two adim came. The amri and said, l'didhu omalu zayfali. That two Adam said that this Malva, this Reuven, came to us and said, write me up, forge me up a shtar to say that Shimon owes me $1,000. So two Adam says that we know Reuven came to me and asked us to write him up a false shtar. That was the case. So in such a case, he's telling us the shtar is no good. Well, since we see this Reuven asked two Adam to sign false, even though they do not do it, we have to be afraid, most probably Reuven found another two Adim that agreed to sign false, and two Adim signed this false star. That's why you can't use the star. That's the case. For the Gemara, no. Bishleim Ahosam, Bishleim in my case of the girl, it's good. Why we're afraid that most probably she found somebody to live with. Why? Hosam Shchichi Prutzin. There are a lot of men that want to have znus also. So she's looking around for it, most probably she'll find somebody. Therefore, since the two Adam said that she even came to them, we're afraid that she did live with a man. Elohocha, but over here, Emuhuchzak, we know true, this Malva, this Reuven, he wants to get somebody to write him up a false star. He wants to get a star upon Shimon, that Shimon should have to pay him $1,000. We know that's what Reuven wants to do. But Kol Yisrael Mehuchzaku, like would anybody else go and sign it? Like why should we be afraid Adam signed false? True, Reuven wants such a shtar to be written, but where in the world is he going to find Adam to do it? Usually, Adam don't sign a shtar false. Like midiraisa as a chazaka, Adam achsumim al a shtar nasa kibishenech kavedusim abezdin. Midiraisa, we say upon a shtar, it's a very chashuv thing, it's a big thing, and people don't sign false on a shtar. So, true, this guy wants to find, but who says he'll ever find? And the Gemara no hochinam here also. Kivon the komahadar as yufa. Since he's looking after people to forge a star for him, Ema Zayufa Zayfa Vakosuv. We'll have to be afraid that even if he doesn't find it, Rashi says, Hu Atzmoy Lomid Lechavin. He himself will go and do it. Even if he can't find somebody else, he's so desperate to do it, he'll go and learn how to do it himself. So therefore, it's like a true, we are afraid that maybe he'll come and be Messiah to his own star. That's the case over here. Not from the fact that rumors went around, but that two Adim spread the rumors. And they had a good reason to spread it. Because the two Adim said that we know the way this girl came to us. And the two Adim said we know the way this Malva came to us to have a full star written. So in these two cases, we're not afraid the star is false. with a friend that she is a bula, therefore she doesn't get knas. Yeah. Now the next Mishnah says like this. V'yelu shein lan knas. These are girls that if you manas them, you don't have to pay them knas. Is ha'bu'al ala gyeris. If you manas a gyeris, a girl that became, she was a goy, and she became a Jew, but after she was 3 years old, hu adin v'yala shruya. If you have a Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim, after she was 3 years old, and then they freed her, v'yala shivcha. Or else you have a shivcha, that after she's 3 years old, she niftu, that we free, that we paid the ransom, v'shenazgaru, this goyim became a Jew, v'shenashtachru, this shivcha became freed, yeseirois al b'noi sholoshenu v'yemechod, after they were ready 3 years old, the lachra, they don't get knas. Because these girls were afraid, they did live with men. A goya, a shiksa, were afraid has nus. So if she was 4 years old when she was a goya, we're afraid a man lived with her when she was 4 years old. Therefore she's called a bula. So even though now she's a mizgayer, but we're afraid that she's a bula, she doesn't get knas. If she was caught by the goyim also, we say the goyim lived with her. So she's older than 3 years old, she has a din bula now, she doesn't get knas. Who are din a shivcha also? Shivcha has nus. Therefore, if she was older than 3 years old when she was a shivcha, we're afraid the goyim lived with her, she lived with a man, and therefore she doesn't have kenas. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shavuya Sheniftis, Harei B'Kdushosai. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, even though a Jewish girl was captured by the goyim, and we freed her, still she's B'Kdushosai. That we say what? Nobody touched her, nobody lived with her. Afa Pishigdaila. Even though she's a gedola, she's a bigger girl, still Rav Yehuda says, we're not afraid the goyim live with her. And therefore she's mutta, she gets knas. Now weiter, ha'bo'al bitoy. Let's say a man is manas his own daughter. Al-bas bitoy, his granddaughter. Al-bas benoy, his granddaughter from his son. Or else al-bas ishtoy. He marries a lady, but this lady already had a daughter from somebody else. And he lives with that daughter. Here is chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. Or else al-bas benoy. Or else on his wife's granddaughter, or else Abbas Bita, or else also his granddaughter from his mother, from his wife, is Ein Len Knas. If you manas those girls, you don't have to pay Knas. Why? Mifnei Shem is Chayiv and Avshay. These girls, Yechayiv Mrs. Bezdin on. Shem Isosam Bidei Bezdin. And the Klal is, Vecholam is Chayiv and Avshay, and Mishalim Amin. We say, Kom Leib the Rabbinei. Whenever you have a Chiv Misa Bidei Odom, we say you don't have to pay money. If you did like one action or the two same time, two chiyuvim come like here. If you're honest, you live with your own daughter, the same maisa, you mechayiv to pay knas, and you chayiv to get Mrs. Bezdin for living with your own daughter, we say the klal is, come leib the rav minei, we give you the misa and your potter from the money. Why? Shenamar potter says, v'yim lo yiyo osan onish yonish. Says there, when you punch the pregnant lady and you kill her, and they kill the kid, it's like this. If you kill her, you don't have to pay the money for the vlad. But if you don't kill the mother, you only caused her to have a miscarriage, then onishi onish, you have to pay the money of the vlad. So we see, when do you pay money? When you did not kill her, when you're not chayiv misa. But when you kill her, that you chayiv misa, you're potter for paying money. So that's the pasuk of kom leib rab minei. That's the pshat this Mishnah. On the girls that are chayiv misa to your bezdin, then you're potter from kenas. The Ma'am Reb Yechanan, Reb Yehuda, now Mishnah that says a Shavuya, even though she was captured by the Goyim, we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. For Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda Amru Dov Rechad, they both say the same thing. Reb Yehuda Odi Amarin, Reb Yehuda is what it says in our Mishnah, that even though this girl was captured by the Goyim, when she's freed, we still say she's a Psula, and if somebody's Manasah, you have to pay a Kenas. Reb Yehuda the Tanya, Shavuya, a girl that was captured by the Goyim, if she's a bas koyin, is a chelas betruma. Divrei Rabbi Daisa. If after we free her, she's still lari truma. So Rashi says a chelas betruma. V'loy mechaskinen lo becheskas bula leposel lo hamechalelis bibiyasa. We're not afraid that maybe she lives with a guy. If she lives with a guy, she becomes a chalala like. She's a psula and she can't eat truma anymore. So Rabbi Daisa says even though this Jewish bas kahanis was captured by the goyim, were not afraid they live with her, and therefore she's ladi truma. So who that's the same sheet to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Daisa. And Omer Rabbi Daisa says, v'chima osa lo arvi alaz. What are these goyim, these Arabs, these Arabs going to do with her? V'chim evneishem miyach lo bein dodea, feel the touch of rest. Et paslum in akuna, you want a pasla from kuna? In other words, we're not afraid that they'll live with her, actually have beer with her. And most they'll touch her. But they say they'll have beer with her to make a psulim and akuna, that we're not afraid. She has a cheskas kashrus, when them mother didn't have beer with her, and therefore she's still ksheiratit truma, and what the Nebuchadnezzar says, she would get kenas. What? See, that's these two shittas, Reb Dois and Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara maybe no. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Dilma lohi. Maybe they're both not totally zebizir. Maybe yad kan loy kam Reb Yehuda hochi alo shlo yechoy ten iskar. Maybe Reb Yehuda only said over here, shlo yechoy ten iskar. Now a Mishnah. Reb Yehuda says, if a man is this type of a girl, he says he has to pay a knas. You know why? Because what's going to be, even if, let's say, a goyim live with her, let's say she really is a bula. So what are we doing? We're making this man pay money. That's not so gefelich. Because the other way is to say the man doesn't have to pay the money minasafik. And that we don't want to do. Shelo yechoit niska. We don't want this man that did an avera that was manasa to win on, to gain on the deal. So therefore we have a doubt whether the girl is a bula or a psula, we'll go to chumri and say the man has to pay the kanas. Because since he's a chayt, he did something wrong to her, we want to make it hard, strict upon the man. We don't want the chayt to be niska to gain on the deal. Therefore, even though we have a doubt, maybe she's a bula, still we'll say you have to pay a knas. Avul hosa, maybe over there, if she could eat shumer or not, there it's a shell, and this would be raisa, maybe krabon and sirulei. Maybe Avad Rav Yehuda would agree that a girl that was captured by the goyim, if she's a bas koyin, she can't eat truma now. Because Avad, we have to be afraid, maybe the goyim did live with her, and she's psula to eat truma. Inami, maybe the other way. That ad kam lo kam Rav Doisa, maybe even Rav Doisa only said his pshat hosam, ela b'truma the rabbonin. Maybe he only said it by truma, either of Paris. That's only during the Rabbanan. There will make her to say that most proudly the girl did not live with her. Ah, well, Knas the Eraisa. Here's the Shailam of the Eraisa when the man lives with her, that he has to pay Knas the Dim of the Eraisa. If she's a Bula, if the Goyim lived with her before, you don't have to pay Knas. So it's a Shailam, you have a Chiyam of the Eraisa or not, maybe Rabbanan is really. Maybe Rabbanan also agrees to say you're potter from paying. Only in a din the rabbonim will machmir to say that she, not machmir will make her. In the rabbonim will make her to say that the goyim didn't live with her. But maybe in din of the rights we have to be machmir to be afraid the goyim did live with her, and therefore maybe the man doesn't have to pay kenas. So male that not totally zebzer, Rabbi Daisi shit and Rabbi Yudi shit is not totally zebzer. Omalay Abaye said. For time with Rabbi Yehuda Hocham, Shlo Yechot and Isker, is it true that the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't want a man that did something wrong to gain on the deal? For Tanya, we learned like this, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shavuya Shenishbis, a girl, a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, Harei B'Dushasa, you should know she's Becheskas, that she's still a Psula, they didn't live with her, Afilu Bas Ese Shonim, even if she's what, 10 years old, Ksubosu Masayim, still, the ksuv is $200. So you see what? According to Yehuda, we say for sure that she's a pure psula. That's why she gets a ksuv of $200. Because for us, ma'ashlo yechot and isker. If Yehuda swears only that the man that did a chet, we don't want to gain on the deal, what kind of gaining is it over here? The husband didn't do anything wrong. The husband marries her now. We want to know how much of a ksuv does he have to pay her? This girl was captured by the goyim. Do we have to be afraid that she lived with the goyim and therefore she's a bula? She only gets $100, or she a psula? The Yehuda says yes, she's still a psula. She gets $200. So what kind of chayter is it over here? Now the Gemara hosam nami dilma mimniv lo nasvila. We're afraid also people won't marry her. Therefore, since dilma mimniv lo nasvila, people won't marry her. Therefore, we have to tell her to say that she's a psula. Rashi, Domino Lamaslo, Ipochsa Ksuboso, if you make a Ksuba less, Meshavis Lo Becheskas Bula, or Machiko Lo Afilo Yisrael, Goy Yidin won't want to marry her anymore. So that's why the bottom were also make clear to Nemon that she's still a Psula, that people should go and marry her. For the more of a sovereign of Yehuda, Bintu Shasei Kaim is the truth of the Yehuda, says the girl that was captured by the Goyim. We said they didn't live with her, and she's still tore. For Tanya, we learned, Ha-poides ha-shvuya, if somebody frees, pays the ransom, pays the money, to get back a girl that was captured by the Goyim, Yisena, he's allowed to marry her. Meyid bo, let's say you say this, so Rashi says, Kosako daitech, the ha-poide koi, shemoye meyid bo, so nivolo, lo yesiyenu im koinu. that if the perm that frees her is saying Edus, that I know she didn't live with any goyim there, then lo yesiyenu. If you're a kohen, you're not allowed to marry her. We'll soon see why. Because the halacha is, if a girl that lived with a goy, a kohen can't marry her now. A regular Yisrael, she's allowed to marry. Just a kohen, she can't marry. So Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says no, ben kach or ben kach lo yesiyenu. Yehuda says, no matter who it is, whether you stand the poide, whether you're saying Edus, you're not allowed to marry her. For the Gemara, gufa kasha. Or Marta, first you're telling me now, ha poide, sa shvuya yesiyenu. First you say the one that freed her is allowed to marry her. So we never mind that what, she did not live with the goyim. Vod Tanya, then you're telling me now, meyid bo, that if you say Edus, that you know she did not live with them, lo yesiyenu. He can't marry her. What kind of svar is that? Mishum de meyid bo lo yesiyenu? Because you're saying Edus that she didn't live with a man, that's why you can't marry her. If anything, fakert. If you know for sure she didn't live with a goyim, savad you let her marry her. And the marhol akash, that's not akasha. Hochi koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Ha poides ha-shvuya. When you free the shvuya, umeyid bo, and you yourself know for sure that she did not live with a goyim, you could say Edus, yesiyenu. Then you're allowed to marry her. Meyid bo kedi, but if you stam say Edus stam like this, then we say lo yesiyenu. You're not allowed to marry her then. Trashi di lav di kimle de gavur le shadi zuzi bichti shreli siyenu padu. Now, if you went to spend the money because you wanted to marry her, so then we believe you when you're telling us that she didn't live with the goyim. Because if you have any doubt, why would you spend the money? Like, you're spending the money now in order to marry her. So for sure, you know what you're talking about, that she didn't live with any goyim, and therefore we believe you. But if you just start saying, hey, that you know she didn't live with any goyim, but you're not paying any money, so we're afraid that you don't know the truth. Therefore, we don't believe you. But our kol ponim mikomokim kasha Rabbi Yehuda. It's a kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Here it says that if you didn't pay the money for the ransom, you just said Edith that she didn't live with a goy, she's also to you. So what do we see according to Rabbi Yehuda? We're afraid that if she was captured by the goyim did live with her. Our Rabbi Yehuda says we're not afraid the goyim lived with her. I'm a Rav Papa says like this. Aima said better like this. Rabbi Yehuda aima ben kachu ben kach yisienu. Hey, the girsa before was, he says, in both cases, he can't marry her. That has changed the girsa and say, no, Benkach, whether you're saying Edus and paying money, or whether you're just saying Edus, yesiyenu, you're allowed to marry her. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shittos is very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though the girl was captured by the goyim, we're not afraid the goyim live with her. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Omer, Liyarlam Kiriktani, no, like we learned, that what Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't marry her. Why? Because she's Becheskas, that she did live with the goyim. I, before Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not afraid to go and live with her. So Maritz is like this, the only Kiriktani. And Rabbi Yehuda, le divrayim de Rabbonin komalu. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing back according to the Rabbonin, and saying like this, Lidi di, according to me, myself, Rabbi Yehuda, ben kachu ben kach yisienu. Me, myself, I hold that when a girl is captured by the goyim, I'm not afraid to live with her. So no matter what there is, whether there's Edim there, not Edim, whether you paid money, didn't pay money, you're allowed to marry her. Even though you're a Kohen, you have a right to say she didn't live with the goyim. Elalit is cool, but according to you, Rabbonin, that you say usually a shvuya, a girl that was captured by the goyim, we're afraid to live with her. Elalit cool, the chura benkach or benkach loyas the enemy barley. It should be just the opposite. Both ways, you can't marry her because you should be afraid that the goyim live with her. For Rabbonin, the Rabbonin answer back, no. Ha poides a shvuya. If you pay the money to free the girl, O meyid bo, and you yourself say Edus like you yourself know that she did not live with the goyim, yisienu. We let you get married to her, even though you're a kohen. Why? There's a svara loishad yinish zuzeh bichdi. A person doesn't throw away his money for nothing. So Mela, when you're paying the money now, it's like you know 100% she didn't live with the goyim. Therefore, we trust you. Mashenkein meyid bo kedi. Stam, you come and say Edus that you think or you say you know. Say what? That you're saying, you're not paying money, you're just coming and telling us that she did not live with the goyim, we don't believe you. You know why? Lo yesiyenu, we say you can't marry her, because we're afraid, shema ein of nosimbo. Maybe you looked at her and you liked her. And you know that the halacha is, since she was captured by the goyim, she has a din bula on her, that the goyim live with her, and she's also to you. So you know that Bezin is not going to let you marry her. So you know what you're going to do? You'll lie, and you go to Bezin and say, I know the goyim didn't live with her. That's what we're afraid about. So therefore, if you say Edus, that you know she didn't live with the goyim, and you want to marry her, we don't let you marry her, because we're afraid you're a liar. And the only reason why you're saying is because you like her. But in the case where you pay the money, you pay the ransom, then we say we're not afraid. A person won't do it. Even though you like her, but you know you're a kohen, you're not allowed to marry her, so we're not afraid you go and throw away your money for nothing. Therefore, then we believe you. Now the Mora says, Romilei Rapapa Bashmul Rabbi Yosef. Rapapa asked the kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Vesov Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds the girl that was captured by the Goyim? We say the Goyim didn't live with her. And she's like a still Kedusha. She's like a Psula still. But Tanya, we're not like that. That a Giyarish is Garav Rosadam Rabbi Yehuda Yehoshasa. All right, we'll stop here.